The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
There, and for the final time in the 2015 regular postseason, my name is Drew Doherty, and this is the intro to Texans Extra Points with my good friends Mark Vandermeer and John Harris, of course, the voice of the Houston Texans, the sideline voice of the Houston Texans, both contributors to Texans TV, Texans Radio, HoustonTexans.com. We got a lot to discuss.
Oh, yeah.
But first, we got to get some quick hits out of the way and get to the week that was in Houston Texans football. The players cleaned out their lockers a week ago on Sunday morning, and the team met as a whole. Now, it did not end the way they would have liked against the Kansas City Chiefs in that 30-0 playoff loss, but Whitney Mercilus has his sights, and he says the rest of the sights of the team looking forward.
It actually, you know, puts us in a position to, look forward to the future. Understand that, you know, we've got the team that we want. We just got to make a few improvements and, continue on and building more success.
Left tackle Dwayne Brown had surgery about a week ago on that quadricep muscle, and this week J.J. Watt had surgery as well for a sports hernia. He discussed what was going on leading up to it and why he had to have that surgery.
It's something we've been dealing with for probably, 6 or 7 weeks now, and our training staff's done a great job of just getting me out there on the field so I can play.
All right, so when that team met for the final time last Sunday, head coach Bill O'Brien had a few key messages for him.
They have to know that I'm proud of them. You know, I think that there were many things that went well this year. As a team, we have to show up in better shape next year. I think we have to do a great job of starting the season better, you know, starting with training camp and, you know, actually OTAs, training camp, and then into the season.
Okay, we're going to try to get skinnier. We're going to try to get faster as well. But let's talk about three things you'd like to see from this team, non-quarterback-wise, three upgrades that you got to see this offseason, Mark.
Well, non-quarterback, I'm going to start with the offensive line because you're dealing with two free agents there, Ben Jones and Brandon Brooks. So you have to figure out what you're going to do there. You can re-sign both guys, one of them, none of them. Then you have some issues there. So you have to make sure that you get a solid five up front, because the next thing for me would be the running back position. You got great production out of Alfred Blue last four games of the season, 300-yard games basically. But you still need to improve in the running game category.
And, Johnny, before you answer, I want to make sure you all know at home, we are going to talk about the quarterback position.
Of course.
I promise.
All right.
We're going to get into that. But before we do, John, I want to hear what you got outside of that QB spot.
Well, I think the wide receiver position with DeAndre Hopkins looks good. I mean, DeAndre is one of the best in the league. But I think a dynamic pass catcher, a big dynamic pass catcher, so maybe that's a tight end slash H-back sort of player, that can really hurt teams in the way that Rob Gronkowski does. Yeah. Maybe not of that size and build, but a guy that can hurt teams down the seam, really what they'd want to see from Ryan Griffin or C.J. Fedorowicz. Maybe they find a more athletic guy in that realm, because now you've got some dynamic playmakers at all positions if you address what Mark said, offensive line and running back. You add that pass catcher along with DeAndre Hopkins, now I think you end up having something you can build on.
You want another weapon, basically,
in the
passing game.
Well, I want a tool. I want a tool that can be used and used properly.
Okay, tool.
I got another one for you, though. How about an explosive playmaker on special teams?
Well, you took mine. I was going to say an upgrade on the whole on special teams. But, yes, you do need a punt returner, a kickoff returner who can get you some yards, get you a little bit better field position to start with. I'm in lockstep with you there.
Yeah, I think with special teams, you know, during the streak, they got to maybe average or slightly better for a stretch, and they started out badly, and I know all the reports are out there about changes with special teams coach, but to me, you want plus.
Yep.
You know, you want to pay dividends there. So, yeah, great punt returner, you know, somebody to fill that role finally. Kickoff returns are tough because of the way the league has it set up at the 35-yard line now.
Well, I think along special teams, too, two of the losses for this team really hurt special teams, and that was Lonnie Ballantyne and Rashard Clark. Those two guys running down on kickoffs and punts, in addition to the linebackers we've talked about, Brian Peters, Akeem Dent, Max Bulla, Curtis Drummond. You throw those two guys in there, and all of a sudden you got six guys running down on special teams that have a focus on that ball carry, and I think that'll help getting those two guys back fully healthy off of injuries that set him out all year.
You know, we talk about Brian Peters, led the NFL in special teams tackles, was only here for about a dozen games. You need to, like you're mentioning, you need to get a few more guys like that. And maybe Clyatt and Ballantyne can be that, but you might have to go elsewhere. You might have to pull up from within to do that, but you need better guys on coverage. Not better guys, but you just need an upgrade there on teams' coverage.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien talked about that late in the season, how he's got a core of players doing a good job, and yeah. You could point to those guys saying, hey, everybody's got to behave like these players on special teams. Peters, obviously, one of them. Max Bulla, another. Unfortunately, they had the meltdown the first kickoff of the game against Kansas City, but they were improving slowly. Like Johnny said, get some guys healthy, see what else you can find out there, the draft or whatnot.
I think the biggest thing when we're talking about special teams and just team overall, and I know it was a focus for them last offseason, speed and length. Length and speed. Mm-hmm. Those are two things. You look at the Patriots, you look at the Chiefs, and you look out on that field, you see guys that can fly and that are long. And those are the type of teams that make it happen on special teams. Look at the Seahawks. Seahawks have had great special teams. They have those guys with speed and length. And you add Ballantyne, Clyatt, you add those two linebackers, that's a start. Now you add a couple more young guys there, and now you feel like you're going to cover and be very more than adequate covering kicks.
Yeah, I think they've gotten bigger in the last couple of draft classes, but maybe not fast enough. Yep. They want to get quicker.
All right, we still got a lot to get into, and we are going to get into that quarterback position after this break. Houston Texans extra points. We're doing the last one for a little while. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a bit.